101.3, freakradio.org. Stay tuned for an interview and a great,
a great couple dudes.
Just a great interview and a great couple dudes coming right up on the Tangerine Dream Team. Got it.
This is Mike Park, and you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
So, look, I'm just really in this band.
Speaking with Lexus, or?
It's Lexus Rubinus.
Oh, and we're just wanting to talk to them because they've finished something very significant in their path. What is that? It's like, it's a musical event, but it's something that you just did, and you just finished recording, right?
Yeah, so we just did all the finishing touches on our new latest album. Our band is called Hi, I Am Your Mom, as in, hello, I'm your mom, but it's Hi, I'm Your Mom. And we do a digital hardcore future rock, super rock kind of sound. It's hard to explain. It's just like very hard-hitting rock, but it has some nice synthesizers in it.
It has some Greek mythology in it.
And we include Greek mythology and East African drum rhythms. And so, basically, we just finished our newest EP, which is just called Hi, I'm Your Mom, self-titled EP. And I'm here with I'm here with John Lennon. No, it's not John Lennon. I'm sorry. It's Water Dragon, our guitarist. And he might have a couple words to say as well.
Right.
Do I really have a couple words to say? Or do I have an opinion that just refried and rerun from everyone I've learned from? I don't know. It's like, is there a difference? I'm not sure.
Well, if you would all like to find out, tune into my show Tuesday, 29th, 7 p.m. on freakradio.org. Remember, hear this band live and what they have to say about it. Tuesday, October 29th, 7, freakradio.org, 101.3 FM. This is Coral Reef.
All right. Lean up. Lean forward.
Me?
Lean forward.
Lean forward.
Fucking rock it for 12 minutes twice.
Like is it like Ministry?
No, it's like fucking face. Pantera meets
Skinny Puppy,
Madonna in a bedroom. Just
wow,
her
what
gaping.
But you guys are gonna make.
Hello.
Yeah,
we're back.
I believe in it.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm sure that you want to say something more. I got you live here now, right here at Freak Radio.
We're Hi, I'm Your Mom.
And we love our mom.
We love our moms.
We love all of our moms.
That's the whole point of the band.
It would have been perfect if we had the same mom, I think. We don't. But we collect moms.
It would have been cool.
We collect moms.
Twin sons of different mothers.
Right.
There
right.
you go.
So, you know.
So here we are.
I like that. I like that rendition of the quote. That's good.
Yeah, hi, I'm your mom.
And something that we just heard was special to you, both of you.
Yes.
Lex and Water Dragon.
Yes, that's right. That is perfectly correct. And what we're going to actually play right now is some of my High and Water Dragon solo stuff. And I believe in it, as well as other things. So
it's good stuff.
It's actually, we just cut a lot of it very recently. So this is going to be on the split EP between High and Water Dragon and Alexis Rubinus.
So grab a drink, a beverage, and sit back and enjoy some.
And kiss your loved ones.
Let's groove.
Water Dragon, go.
Water Dragon.
First things first, your best friend called my we will both just act with some. First things first, your best friend called my friend's name out in front of the club. We will both just act with somehow. I didn't see you inside. We later that same night, the four of us went to the beach and felt right. Lack of everything in my life and just be alive. Things first, your best friend called my friend's name out in front of the club. We will both just act, but somehow I didn't see you inside. Later that same night, the four of us went to the beach and felt right. Lack of everything in my life and just be alive.
Thank you.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we want to talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
That was my solo project because I'm going to die in 8 years, and I just wanted to do a solo project before I died. So that was Haim Water Dragon Feet featuring Damian Gibson on vocals. But this whole solo album I'm putting out is just me doing guitar for 40 minutes and just really feeling myself. Not feeling on myself or anything like that, but definitely just loving myself and believing in myself for once in my life, despite what my parents believe. So,
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so I love that. I love my life about that.
So, nice. Despite.
We should just keep rocking.
Did anybody say that somebody couldn't love it?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of people were like, I really just don't love it, and I can't give you the reason. Unsolicited reason, but anyways, yeah, if that's cool, we should keep playing stuff from my album that hasn't been released yet.
What's the name of it?
The name of this song, the nickname for this song is called Darnk. That's Darn with a K at the end.
And the album is
it's my solo album, Haim Water Dragon, split EP with Lexus Rubinus. So.
Lexus Rubinus, right here.
And Lexus,
yeah,
fun
solo
fun.
Show coming up at Zappa Gallery this week.
Oh, yeah, I have a solo exhibition for my abstract painting.
Yeah, so whole deal with Lex is that he's a painter and also a bassist, and then I'm a songwriter and also a musician.
So if you find yourself up in San Francisco this weekend, Friday night, I have a big solo show at 111 Minna, and that's the address of the gallery, 111 Minna. It's kind of right downtown San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Should be a fun show. There's going to be a lot of people coming. There might be some celebrities and stuff, which I'm looking forward to because maybe they'll start buying some of my art. That would be nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you can make it out, it's 111 Minna this Friday.
Yeah.
November 1st.
Lex and I are like the people doing things.
Until late.
Adam is doing his plumbing thing, though, so I'm really super proud of him, and that's an art form. So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You three. You three have...
The three of us.
This awesome band called Hi, I'm Your Mom. And it's a feminist band, essentially. Hi, I'm Your Mom.
I would say more like effeminate. We're all very effeminate guys.
Well, that as well.
Like hardcore as we try to be, we got the effeminate
we're
quality.
In love with the ladies, and we are ladies, you know?
Yeah, we're just, yeah.
So I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah, makes the most sense.
Stretch around every part of the possible features of what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know it. You want to keep playing stuff from the solo album?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you have any other questions for us?
I would love that.
You know, I could have questions for you. I spoke with a little bit with Water Dragon a while back, but you know, I've heard some of your interviews in the past. I don't want to have a long, boring one, but...
No, yeah.
What's intriguing you at the moment? Just is it working together, or is it doing solo, or inspiring each other to do...
Yeah, I think it's intriguing me right now is working with Water Dragon, doing bass lines for some of his rhythms, electronic beats that he's laying down, and his guitar work.
Yeah.
So me playing bass with Water Dragon's really, really going well. We're starting to connect really well. You know, kind of like an orchestra that's been together for a while.
Yeah.
But we've only been together very briefly, and we're accomplishing quite a lot. So it's fun.
Yeah, we're basically just fighting for fair food, and we visit, you know, CIW-online.org a lot. That's what I do. Just don't rush me. I get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
That's what we have right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have to confess that I got the first one from that as well.
Ah.
So I got everything I'm saying is pretty much on the wall. Yeah, I'm just reading off the wall.
This whole interview is being a video. We're doing a video. Podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's really happening because we believe in it. We'd like to document it.
Yeah, we got
documented by Hi, I'm Lady Gray, Rosemary Gray, the one and only.
Yeah, Rose, our photographer.
Daps to documentarist. Rose Gray. Hail Mary.
Rose. Rose really helps out the band a lot. She's doing film work all the time. when we're, you know, on tour or whatever.
Yeah, all you got to say, Hail Mary.
We're just hanging out.
Hail Mary.
You know.
You've had quite a lot of plays this week and the last couple weeks, huh, on Santa Cruz?
Yeah, we did. We actually had the rare opportunity to play Motive that usually doesn't allow
bands actually play Motive. Yeah. It's because we don't have a drummer. That's why we scooted in.
Scoot. Oh, yeah, because I was... must have got in really late.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked after up. After I got fun.
There. You see? Yeah. No, we definitely slipped in. We definitely played. Uh-huh. It was a good play. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so some more from the High and Water Dragon, Lexis Rubin's album.
Yeah, break more boundaries. Okay, please. Everybody, please break more boundaries. Okay.
Do you have an important concert coming up?
Oh, yeah. We are playing Catalyst.
Tomorrow
as Hi, I'm Your Mom, me, Lex, and Adam.
Wednesday
and
the 30th.
We believe it. We're actually playing with Winky Pop City, Joe Cutter, Shama Mama, Crooked Fam, Otto's Monkey, Wolf King, DJ Lapido. And those are all good friends of us, except for I don't know three of those acts, but I don't have to know everybody
in
the whole world.
Monster Mashup in the Atrium.
So, yeah, we're going to love that. I guess it starts at 9, but I'm guessing we play, I don't know, 11:30?
So yeah,
it'd probably be a good time to show up at 11.
Do you remember how much it costs? Does it cost anything?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say anything on here. I assume that it could be a very cheap show or a free show. It's probably going to be anywhere from $0 to $10.
Well, if you have our telephone numbers, feel free to give us a call. Maybe we can get you on a guest list. That's a possibility.
Are you willing to say your number right now?
Oh, no, not my number. If you already know it. There might be people out there that know Lex.
If anybody's actually listening.
Yeah, if you're calling in, call 831-427-3772.
You guys should make a, an alphabetical version of that number because that would be sick.
Well, it's FRSC. 3772 is FRSC, Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah. Okay, that works. I like that. I like that.
Other people can call in 469-3119. And that way, people can talk at once.
469-3119.
3119.
Give us a call.
Yeah, call us.
Call
talk
us back.
To us. We're really desperate for
even
attention.
Even for Russia. So. Anyone from international areas, call 831 United States. California.
Man, I wish I had the album cover already done.
Plus
I should be promoting something that's released. It'd be cool, but it's okay. This is pirate, you know.
Especially if you're from Paris.
So
please call us, please. I need to talk to a Parisian immediately.
Especially our friend from L.A. Please, Uncle Dennis's friend, call him right now.
Yeah.
Because
yes, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Call us and then love it. And we will chit and chat. So...
You would have a lot to...
Is that the next?
Oh, yeah. So this is the next song. We should play... We should play this High and Water Dragon Lexis Rubinus stuff now. Probably, right?
Yeah, is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. It's the one
I thought we just played that.
No, this isn't the one.
This is the one.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Let's get in the shot.
Bazookas.
NASCAR 500, Brett.
Are you guys like super famous?
This week.
Show yourself, but this is the thing. I want you to stay alive for me because I feel the same way, okay? Hey.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna resolve this. We're gonna do a band tour. And we're gonna figure it all out. Everything's gonna make sense. Okay. And I'm really doing a good job DJing.
Are you gonna get jeggings?
I don't know what I'm gonna get, but I'm gonna have like five fucking. I can't do these. Jay meets.
Oscar De La Hoya when he made the album, unreleased album. He actually put out an album.
But you guys are gonna make this thing happen.
Okay, that was just over the top. So, what were you doing on that recording? And then tell me about the latest stuff you just did.
Well, that recording was actually off of footage from a couple of venues of us being on tour and walking around, hanging out, drinking, and whatever. And you heard a little clip of what we sound live. That whole thing.
Yes,
That's like what beauty. That's our sound live.
Punk rock.
Our studio albums are a lot more toned down and have a little bit more. Ambience to them. But so yeah, that's kind of an idea of how it's going with our tour and the sounds of our tour. But so the next track I wanted to play, you grab the Tan Tan.
Oh yeah.
So Tannery is a place where some artists live, and it's been referenced as the Tan Tan. I've always thought it was kind of a really cheesy name, Tan Tan. But so we wrote a song about it anyway.
Oh, so I'd love to hear it.
The Tan Tan song. And I'm just giving a shout out to all the Tannery people right here who've had all kinds of bullshit drama
and love,
living
and romance
and just managing your life there is kind of difficult.
And
so shout out to all you guys, especially all you artists.
That's dromance.
But everybody's doing really good work there. So here it is.
They'll be
the situation
it.
Is so fucked up. Let me just say this. We'll be right back.
was Tom Tom. The fucking week of the year, I was Tom Tom. The fucking bakery.
Coral Reef here. And tell me about that Tantan song.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you told me it was?
Oh, yeah. It's just about living at the tannery. And everything that's involved.
It's the greatest story ever told.
And it's also like the bakery. I say it, the fucking bakery, because it's like, I really wish it was still open. And
yeah.
And in several different ways and everything, but
I think it also pairs, I just felt as like a meaning
that
for,
was a really good meeting
it's
place.
It's where
I really
things
want
are
that
made,
back.
And that's why you call it the bakery, because it's where things are made, like where art is made, blah blah blah. But
yeah, so if you want to help out for the art bar, God, I wish I had the. We need to find this. We're gonna do a shout out. I got some friends working on this project called the Art Bar, the Philanthro.
Philanthropist
cafe,
philanthropist,
and it's just a place for artists to mingle. And it was already starting to happen at the tannery, and it was like kind of disappointing it closed down. But
yeah, there used to be an LGBT bar, but the tannery got a little restrictive.
Yeah, that's what we felt. So that song was kind of about that.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah,
we're bringing it back.
We're gonna do some pottery right now. Are you guys ready? Let's do it. We're gonna make some pottery tonight.
Oh, nice! I like that.
We got the wheels, all three of us together.
That's a good one.
Is that
one.
Cool? Let's do it.
Yeah. Is that cool with you, Coral?
Yeah, we want to just give them a little brief overview. What the tannery? What the heck that is? It's for anybody that doesn't live in California or something.
Yeah, Tannery Art Space Lofts.
It's
a community of artists.
It's kind
of
like low-income housing for artists.
It's a very straightforward way.
It's a place for special talent.
For very special people.
And it's in the best place you could be, you know, by the water.
No, it is.
By the woods.
What was that hotel in New York that had, like, a bunch of famous people stay there and die there? What was that?
Oh,
Chelsea.
The Chelsea Hotel.
The Chelsea, yeah, it's kind of going to be the next Chelsea.
Yes.
In the next 10 years, it's going to be, it's going to become that, or the factory, kind of.
But it's kind of cooler because it's even got the graveyard, you know?
Yeah, we got
go to the graveyard and light a candle.
I feel like it's going
to
be a big haunted landmark one day.
Yeah, we're going to get a big name. We're going to get somebody. We're going to get a big concert, and everybody's going to come from the boardwalk down to the tomb.
Yeah.
What did I miss? You know, yeah. We never knew about this. It's going to be on the map.
It's going to be one person that puts it on the map.
But we want it there.
The zombie land. It's zombie land.
Okay, what was that you're going to do now?
Well, this next song is also a part of my guitar album, I Am Water Dragon. Mm-hmm. Loving it. Mick loving it. Super bad. super fresh. Mm-hmm. Rick James. So this is another part of my Haim Water Dragon album.
Excellent. Water Dragon.
All right.
Freak Radio.
Let's go.
And
Freak Radio.
Here it is.
All right. Freak Radio.
Zombieland. Here we are. We are awaiting it.
It's playing.
All right. It's playing. Listening. You're listening. Special times.
This is the worst thing. This is the white fader. The yellow one, the next to the...
Yeah! Alright, we were awaiting that. We got most of that, so that was your joy. Who was on that one?
Oh, it was Lexus Rubinus and Water Dragon, and in the band.
That was just my part of it. Hi, I'm Water Dragon. So thank you for trying to take that credit, Lex.
Oh shit, I didn't realize.
Oh.
I thought it may have been a part of it.
It's the same album. You're right. It's the same album. It's the same thing. Hi, Water Dragon.
I thought I maybe did the bass line. I wrote the bass line or something. But no, you're right. That was a Water Dragon track.
He does this. All he has to do is be on the couch when I'm doing a song. And he's like, I ethereally created that. I love that. Good job, Lex. Good job.
You didn't plan these things.
I think you just played guitar through me.
To each other.
You just used me as a conduit to play guitar, actually. I don't even think...
I was just calling me a music amuse. There's a sort of music feeling in the flat.
You're right.
Really.
You are the reason that I live.
That flat, I'm telling you.
You created my life.
Oh.
You
and
created
it,
my
it
paintings.
Come,
okay, you
come
created,
that,
okay.
Come together that Cheers. Way. Live. On stage.
Yeah. Live on stage. We make plenty of, gestures and... We say a lot of sexual innuendos and everything that someone would need to do in order to attract attention.
Yeah, we like to keep it a little bit sleazy.
We keep it a little spicy. Got to have spice
comfortably
on your,
sleazy
on your food in order to want to eat it. If you add the spice, you will think it's nice. Okay. All right.
Oh, roll it then.
Well, yeah.
So this
I just wonder if you co-create right on the spot or something. That's all I meant.
No, we do that. Yeah. He improvs a lot of the parts he forgets.
I'll tell you.
Okay. So, all right. No, this is another High and Water Dragon track.
I'll get it.
Featuring Lexus Rubinus.
Okay.
And I really
another one.
Fucking hate this. Situations, so fucked up. The situation, so fucked up.
really fucking hate this. Situation, so fucked up. The situation, so fucked up. Top.
Are going to make this thing happen because you're all doing it. You know, the thing is, I don't know if you guys know shit about how markets work. You guys are all going to become famous.
What do you think about that?
Whoa. Kirby's the man. Funniest man to ever hit the artistic planet, and his planet is really big. He has a big planet, I hear, from the ladies.
Yeah, Kirby Scudder is having a really good show, actually.
A really big
this
show?
First Friday down at the SCICA at the Tannery Art Center.
Yeah, so
and it's
going to
be Wild Jungle.
It's going to be this set.
Yeah,
this
so
Friday.
He's going to be kind of displaying
cool.
How great he is to the phantom representations of his parents in his mind, and he's going to be making them proud in his mind as he does that show. And I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Kirby. Yeah, yeah, Kirby's the man.
I mean, we're all doing that, so... Kirby is the man. He's technically a man because, you know,
he's technically
a man. So.
Oh.
I like to hang out with Kirby sometimes.
No, I love Kirby so much. He's a
good
guy.
We sit on the curb.
He cuts up.
It's fun. But so anyway.
What was it? Kirby? Okay. Can't think of the other. Okay.
Kirby and Friends, I think that covers it well.
Kirby and Friends.
What did we just hear before Kirby?
That was my solo project, High on Water Dragon, and featuring Lexus Rubinus doing vocals. He was the guy saying, and I really fucking hate this.
And I really fucking hate this.
Yes, he's good on the spot like that. He just gave you a little bit. He's getting paid royalties for each time he
you
says
know, it's
that.
Just, what we try to do nowadays is, you know, we don't want to keep it a secret, but it's all about flavor bits, you know, because people have short attention spans. So you just want to give them little
about,
sprinkles of
kibble bits,
of
bacon bits,
joy and love.
So I thought you meant.
But that just means to me like good music.
It's all about.
So we're just trying
bits.
To we're trying to make good music. That's
everybody loves
unique
bacon.
And different.
So little bits of that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Little flavor bites.
Flavor Bites. Flavor Bites.
It's good. I understand that you would mind if you could write some memorable melody or something sometime.
No, that's that. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that. I wouldn't hate that. Yeah, if the tannery helped us get known and we helped the tannery get known, that would be a great relationship.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, that'd be nice. We like doing that.
Yeah, keep the tannery alive. Throw your money at the tannery and the art bar.
Yeah. Everybody's asking for money in America. Everybody's like, could you please throw me money? So, I don't know.
But whatever.
I wouldn't want to add to the noise. I don't want to add to the noise, you know?
Well, yeah. If you got it, throw it. Yeah. And I'll come back.
If you got it, throw it.
And I'll come back.
I'll just throw it at CDs of unique new musicians.
Yeah.
If you have empty hands, catch it, you know?
Yeah.
Huh?
How many players are going to be tomorrow night live? Catalyst.
It'll be me playing guitar, Alexis playing bass, and Adam doing vocals and pretending like he has talent. We'll be playing a lot of songs from the Hi, I'm Your Mom album, and I think we're going to play a few songs from this. So we'll have a Hi, I'm Your Mom albums probably. If someone really wants it, we'll give it to them. If they really love themselves and love us, we'll give them it. But we normally sell our albums for just $1. It's kind of a thing. Like, we're the Dollar Tree because we have no tree, but we do smoke tree. Yeah. So we sell our albums for $1.
Yeah, Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
You know where. Just look online. Just Google. Do your
thing. Bargain Barn, Dollar Barn, you know. So,
Hi, I'm Your Mom album, and this was the next.
Well, one thing about Hi, I'm Your Mom is that we just came out with a music video entitled Here We Go.
Yes.
Have you seen that one? Not yet? It just
myself
came out.
I've
it was
seen
like a couple days ago.
Oh, Here We Go is a good.
Well, Here We Go, I recognize something you said in it.
No, that's true. That's true. We've had that song on the internet, but we just came out with a music video.
No, I didn't.
And Adam's like, he's in a suit singing like really like grandiose, and like the backdrop is like the Vegas skyline. It's pretty hilarious and great. It's very classy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's our best video yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
My friends in Vegas, because I just was with someone who lives there. Well,
there you go.
I moved back.
There you go. So yeah.
There you go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Right.
And so Hi, I'm Your Mom's for, you know, that amount. And then tomorrow night you're going to play something from this, which is called not Hi, I'm Your Mom, I guess, because you said the other one was the album.
Oh, well,
is
my solo project
album
is,
two?
Yeah,
my
solo project, Hi, I'm Water Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, girl. We should play that. Would you like to play that?
I would love that.
This song is nicknamed Rhine, R-Y-N-E, from Hi, I'm Water Dragon solo album. Here we go. We'll be right back.
I'm your mom here with the principal players. Water Dragon.
Hi, I'm Water Dragon and
Lexus Rubinus.
Lexus Rubinus. Yet again. He sauntered into the station and decided to talk on the microphone.
So what I've been trying to get Lexus on is painting naked portraits, nude portraits.
Yeah, I've been.
And,
I've been painting myself in the mirror, and I really come off as a strange-looking guy. It turns out, but some people think I'm kind of cute. It's cool.
I think that'd be awesome if you could do that while you play music. You could just be, you know, standing there like doing this free paint.
I thought you were saying him hitting on chicks at the same time.
Well, one hand doesn't know what the other does. I don't know. Could be sketching them while you're...
Left hand to the right hand.
You could just be painting on them.
Right on top
painting
of them.
Painting on their body.
Paint on the body.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Paint on the body.
Oh, God.
Something good on stage to do.
We're going to paint some bodies here.
Speaking of the body, so tomorrow night, the body of it all.
Yeah, shake your body tomorrow night over at the Catalyst Atrium. We're going to be performing. You're going to hear some of those sounds, some a little bit more freakish. Yeah, a little more freakish. Because it's the freakers. It's the monster ball. What is it? Monster mash? Freakers mash?
The night before the monsters.
The night before the monsters came. Or, I don't know. Just come out tomorrow night.
Before
9 o'clock.
Night.
Atrium. At the Catalyst. Hi, I'm your mom.
The 30th.
It's going to be fun. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, cat atrium. Okay.
Well, check that out.
Yeah, we should. And then I'm just really glad, Coral, that you had us on and had us boost our egos.
Well, I'm glad we were able to boost your you know, performance, because I wanted, you know, a few people to know that you exist and that you're going to be existing.
Right, we're going to continue existing, likely after this, for sure.
We really think of ourselves as starfish. It's kind of our animal.
I don't know
animal.
What that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
Keep
means.
Moving.
But everything that we've been playing so far has been My High Water Dragon. And I was thinking that we should play some of Lexus Rubinus' solo stuff, which is very interesting.
I think so.
All right.
Oh, wow. I'm on the spot.
That'd be great.
The limelight? Oh, wow.
I'd love to hear it. Got it.
Oh. Look at all the gay toys. What the fuck I got? About 15 bucks and this fucking song. Go. Go. I just go with it. Go with it. I just go with it. Go. I just go with it. Go.
Fucking motherfucker, fucking go with it. Let's fucking roll. We're gonna roll. Whoa. That's what we do, and that's what we know. Everything we know is all in a big box. We like to unbreak the locks. Everything we do is on TED Talks. TED Talks. TED Talks, baby, TED. Gonna be an explosion of emotion and motion. I didn't want to tell you, but it's really gonna happen. Everything we like, we do. When we finish a show, you know there's clapping. We like to bring it back, clapping. Bring it back around. Everything is gonna be surround sound. Like a wizard.
Look at all the gay toys. What the fuck I got? About 15 bucks and this fucking song. Go.
I wanna travel, go far so wild. I wanna travel, go far sometime now. I wanna travel, go away from here, cause everything is clear and I don't have beer.
Go. I just go with it. Go with it. I just go with it.
I just go, go with it. Go, 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 go. I drop mics like I drop knowledge. Young brown male going to college, speaking truth. Few can't refuse to acknowledge. That is why at times these rhymes they weigh heavier than other planets' gravity. I could drop truth bombs and cause a conscious cosmic calamity.
Who is that? Was that you?
No, so basically we had a few friends on that track, but that was Alexis Rubinus'
song. I just said that's what we do, and that's what we know.
Yeah, that was Alexis Rubinus' track.
But I kind of picked out several artists to work with.
Featuring myself on it, Haim Water Dragon, featuring this dude named El Cieto, and also featuring Jasmine
Schlafke.
She was also on that song as well.
You're collaborative.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jazz, my Egyptian queen.
So one's on the others and the other is on the one.
Yeah. Most of my solo stuff has Lexus on it, but not all the songs. And I'm on a lot of Lexus songs, but not all of them.
Yeah.
So it gets kind of like, the only real difference is that you're not going to hear any of my guitar playing on Lexus music.
Yeah. It's going to be weird, distortion bass. It's going to be interesting. It's going to get
It's
going to get kind of freaky. I think of a circus where everybody's gothic. It's that kind of vibe.
My album is basically a pop album with my guitar as the pinnacle instead of a vocalist. So that's kind of, whenever it's my solo stuff, it's like the guitar is the main thing, kind of the main focus.
That's excellent. You know, there's, you know, the bands.
Yeah.
The Merman. They're mostly all instrumental.
Okay, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they say it instrumentally. So be it, you know, and I think, you know, just a lot to be said. You know, you don't have to just, like you, put in what you're saying, but you don't have to be there for all his, and you know what you want to say on yours, so you just have it, you know, and the timing that's
true.
Necessary.
Yeah,
what needs to be said when, if you're improvising on stage as you go, and,
yeah,
and I know you know what I mean.
Yeah, improv comedy, you know. I think improvisation is very important.
We should play the rest of his EP and maybe go off for a smoke.
So where is that? Let's play it.
All right. Lexus Rubinus, everybody.
And would you like to say any one last thing if we don't get back?
I'd just like to thank Coral Reef for being as beautiful as she is and just
it's my pleasure.
Really just rocking the mic tonight.
Yeah, Coral Reef. Coral Reef's important. It really is. Thank you.
Don't forget about Coral Reef, I know.
Lexus Rubinus EP unreleased.
101.3.
Skies, you cannot recognize what you did back in bed. That day you met that girl and you said, you're really quite lovely. Everything you want to do, we can take the situation far. You know that's what we like about when we are right.
Sometimes it's a business, we all lose all our power.
travel up.